Hi there. Welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. In this episode, we're looking at decision making. This emotional roller coaster of fertility can involve such big decisions, whether to have treatment, what clinic to go with, what treatment to have, and you can be bombarded with information and it can be very difficult to know what the right decision for you is. So we're going to be exploring how do you make decisions from your soul? How do you make decisions not from fear but the space below fear? Decisions are true for you. Let's explore that together in this episode. Russell Davis here from The Fertile Mind. I want to spend a couple of minutes exploring the area of decisions. Often on this fertility journey, we're faced with some quite big decisions, whether it's to go for IVF, maybe to continue naturally, to go through another cycle of donor egg, or even to consider stopping the journey and deciding enough is enough, or whether to carry on and having another cycle of treatment. Whatever it may be, we're often faced with quite big decisions, decisions we feel are much bigger than any other decisions we've made in our lives. So how do we get some clarity and a sense of what is right for us when there's so many emotions flying around, when we consider so much at stake? I think the thing that comes to mind for me, the word that comes to mind for me is kind of wisdom. What is our inner wisdom? And often the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings we have are like a brass band in our head. But deep down within us, below our thinking, there's this place of wisdom and clarity. Our soul knows what's right for us. But often it's drowned out by these thoughts and these feelings, and habitually we try to think our way to clarity. Habitually, we think our feelings are telling us something about ourselves and life. We think they're like a barometer in our life situation that we need to listen to them. And we're waiting for the right feeling to guide us. But the best guidance mechanism we can have is not our thoughts and our feelings, but this deeper instinct, intuition. I call our wisdom because it includes your life experience, your knowledge, your intellect. And often we're not aware of it. It's always there, but often drowned out by the noise in our head. And often we don't hear it, or we don't trust it, or we don't even like what it's saying. Because there's some characteristics around this place of wisdom, or this voice of wisdom. One is, it's always kind. It's always kind. It's always loving and kind for ourselves. The other is, it comes in moments of quiet, when this brass band collapses, or those moments when we feel calm-minded and just being. It's in those moments sometimes we hear it. So it comes in moments of quiet, but it's often quite clear when we hear it. And often we don't really hear it because we don't like it sometimes, because sometimes it doesn't always feel good to follow our instinct and our intuition, our gut, our soul. Sometimes it's calling us to have maybe a difficult conversation with a friend. It's calling us out of our comfort zone. So sometimes it doesn't always feel good, but it feels right. Often we're addicted to feeling comfortable. We don't like the uncomfortable feelings. But sometimes it doesn't always feel good, but it feels right. It's often shrouded in common sense. So there's some of the characteristics of this inner wisdom, this deeper sense of what feels right for us. And sometimes, if you think about it, there are no big or small decisions. They feel big or small. But actually, some people say, well, our soul knows. Or our soul always knows what we want. It's either a hell yes or a hell no for us, whatever it is. Either's fine. One just feels more right. But it's all the overthinking that makes the decision more complex. What about this? What about this? All the what-if analysis. But our soul has a sense of what's right for us. Either it's hell yes or it's hell no. I think ultimately what makes decisions easier on this journey is knowing whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Because nothing makes you feel anything. You can find complete peace, happiness, contentment, purpose in any path of life. And the more we understand that, we can start to think, okay, what would we do if we could act with or without fear? Knowing our fear is just the thoughts of our future stories we're telling ourselves. They're not fact, not reality. What would we do if we could act with or without fear? Knowing whatever happens, we're going to be okay. And sometimes that shines more of a spotlight on what our soul really wants. So I encourage you just to not try and think your way to clarity. Let the decisions come to you. Let the clarity come to you in those moments of quiet. It's like trying to grab a feather. Let it come to you. You might be surprised how you get a sense of what feels right for you in your soul, in your heart.